Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. This morning, my guest is Bethany Richmond, who's the communications manager and blog specialist at the Carpet and Rug Institute. Bethany, how you doing?
Good morning, Kemp. I'm fine, thank you.
Well, thanks for being with me. There's actually a little follow-up. We did an interview 3 weeks or so ago about the misperception of carpet and its effect on asthma and allergy. You had just gotten back from a trade show, and you were talking about how you guys were moving the needle and getting some of the facts straight with doctors about carpet and its effect on asthma and allergy. And lo and behold, last week or so, an ad surfaces from Lumber Liquidators, which got a quote from a customer that says that they sure are glad that they bought Bella Wood and got rid of their carpet. So they're blaming the carpet that they took out on allergy problems. And the fact is that scientists have looked into this, and there's no evidence that says that carpet is a contributor to allergy, is there?
Well, clean and dry carpet will not cause asthma or allergy is what CRI contends, and we do have a good bit of research to back that up. We've got a lot of it listed online, and I talk about a lot of it on the blog, criblog.org.
So I think yesterday's entry on your blog was about this topic. And I've got to compliment you, you know, and we probably should tell people, too, that some people don't know, but that you're a thespian. I mean, you know, you get involved with plays, you're an artist, and you quote Shakespeare in this thing. I thought that was very artistic of you.
Well, my education needs to count for something, I guess, doesn't it?
That's right. That is right. So you're quoting Shakespeare, and you're talking about the placebian effects, because this lady in Gastonia, Dana, and by the way, Dana, if you hear this, we'd love for you to call in and tell us about your carpet and how it was affecting you. But anyway, they quote this lady, Dana, in Gastonia, and she's the one that says that she's got rid of her carpet. But what you're saying is, and you quote Shakespeare, there's nothing either good or bad, but thinking
there's
makes
nothing,
it so.
There's nothing either good nor bad, but that thinking makes it so.
That's right.
So if you've made your mind up that something's going to make you feel better, then it likely will.
That's right. And, you know, actually, when you think about Lumber Liquidators, they are the master of deceit anyway. I mean, when you think about it, what are they liquidating? They're growing. You know, liquidate, if you look it up, it means close down, wind up, dissolve, liquidate into cash. And yet they're expanding. They're growing to 150 stores, and there's not much about liquidation in their whole process. But so I guess this is just par for the course with them. So why don't you tell us real quick about, just remind people real quick, there is an area on your website that talks about the real truth about the effects of carpet and asthma and allergy, isn't there?
Well, there is a website called the International Flooring Sciences Resource Center. And whenever I'm looking for it, I always put into the Google search line, the E-Journal of Flooring Sciences. Up comes an extensive list of research that's available for anybody to find. And it includes multiple studies, including one from Dr. Mitch Sauerhoff, which is an international literature review that looks at 23 different studies done over a period of about 20 years in countries from around the world, Europe and South America. Dr. Sauerhoff is literally out there trying to find a link for carpet causing asthma or causing increased allergy symptoms. And his conclusion at the end of the study is that there isn't one. And he studied different research projects from the Environmental Protection Agency, from the Blood, Heart, and Lung Institute, some heavy-hitting studies that did not come up with a link.
And actually, if you look at the Carpet and Rug Institute, you really are all about the science. I mean, you want to know the truth. I caught this on your blog yesterday. I tried to get a hold of Dana C., but didn't have enough information because I wanted to see if she really said that. That is the ad. And if anybody wants to see the ad, they can see it on the criblog.org location.
That is correct. www.criblog.org. And I think as far as the Carpet and Rug Institute is concerned, a lot of our members, it was our members who brought our attention to this ad. A lot of our members manufacture hardwood as well as carpet. And the CRI understands that lots of different flooring products have a place in our home, that competition is good, that choice is always good, but in terms of advertising products, we would rather that they were advertised on their merits rather than on some sort of made-up information that's, you know, not accurate about carpet and asthma and allergy.
All
clean,
right.
Dry carpet will not contribute to allergy symptoms or asthma.
All right. Well, Bethany, that's kind of the gist of what we wanted to talk about this morning. Thanks for being with us this morning. We've been talking to Bethany Richmond, Communications Manager at the Carpet and Rug Institute, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.